a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We're going to call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. This is Chairman Nelson. It's about 3:30 p.m. on April 9th. This is an ad hoc meeting of the Public Utilities Commission. Commissioners Feagin and Hansen are with us on the telephone, along with a number of other parties. We are dealing with the issue of Docket HB 14-001 in the matter of the petition of TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LP for order accepting certification of permit issued in Docket HB 09001 to construct the Keystone XL pipeline. And in particular, the only issue that we are going to deal with today is the Rosebud Sioux Tribe's motion for reconsideration. And I just want to say at the outset, we've got a lot of other motions that we're going to deal with on Tuesday. I do not want to get into those today. We are only taking up Rosebud Sioux Tribe's motion for reconsideration. With that, I'm just going to go back through the roll call again and see if we've got anybody else that's joined us. Bruce Ellison. Not hearing Mr. Ellison. Nancy Hilding.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Thomasina Realbird. Not hearing Thomasina. So I think we've got everybody else that said they were going to call in. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Appold to make your case.
Thank you, Commissioners. Appreciate the opportunity that you've taken to visit this issue today. Without rehashing everything that we discussed last week, we're pretty much in the same situation as we were last week when we met in Pier. And that's why we're asking. Discovery hasn't been completed, and there are, as you said, a number of discovery issues on the table for Tuesday coming up the 14th. It's not our intention to get into those today. Mr. Taylor and I, earlier today through email correspondence, discussed this a little bit further. And as you can tell from his response, he has not objected to the requested April 24th deadline for consideration to file Rosebud's testimony. There's certain things that we're in the process and hoping to get fully disclosed from Keystone. It's necessary for our witnesses to provide testimony in this case. So with that said, it's my understanding that we have basically agreed and stipulated, as long as the commission accepts that agreement, to move the date for Rosebud to April 24th to file its pre-filed testimony, which should leave our witnesses ample time to review everything following anything that may be required to be compelled following the hearing on the 14th for our purposes. Mr. Taylor, did I state everything that we spoke about earlier through email to your understanding?
Commissioners, William Taylor, we said yesterday at 3:30 or something shortly after the motion was filed, we have no objection to an extension of the Rosebud Sioux's opportunity to file its expert witness pre-filed testimony on the 24th, provided that we don't have to file our rebuttal testimony until the 5th of May, the day the hearing starts.
And I confirmed with Mr. Taylor that we don't have any objection to their request to May 5th for rebuttal.
So it appears that both of you, this is Commissioner Nelson, it appears that both of you are in agreement on extending those two dates. Is that correct?
Yes.
As to expert witnesses.
And just for clarity, we're asking for all of our witnesses. There may be some additional information that could be received from TransCanada following the Tuesday hearings that would be necessary for our other testimony as well.
But Mr. Repolden, and I wanted to ask this question anyway, my understanding of the order that we issued last week is that any of that information would be able to be included in your rebuttal testimony filing by the 27th. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding of the order that issued last week, Your Honor. But, sir, the issue here, and I don't want to get into the discovery portion of all this, is one of the things that, but I need to say a little bit in order to properly address your question. One of the documents that we've been waiting for is an elevation profile from TransCanada. We were sent something, I believe it was shortly after I filed the motion yesterday, purporting to be elevation profile. We're reviewing that, not certain at this time that we're satisfied with the response. And so that's a main issue here, is that we need, you know, an accurate elevation profile consistent with what we've asked for in our interrogatories in order to file a testimony. So it's not something that would, you know, lend itself good to filing testimony on Friday and then having to go back and redo and extend those additional resources to incorporate testimony based on the elevation profile. So that's why we did it this way.
And I understand that, but just so that I am clear and we're all on the same page, if that elevation information proves not to be sufficient, and if, and I'm making a lot of hypotheticals here, if on Tuesday we were to agree with you and issue a motion to compel, and that information was ultimately provided to you by the 17th, mm-hmm. you would be able to utilize that as part of your rebuttal testimony by the 27th, correct?
I think it would be part of our direct testimony. It would be part of our direct testimony.
And based on what you've asked for today, that would certainly be workable. But I think in the alternative, based on our motion from last week, you'd also be able to include it in your rebuttal. Now, I'm going to go to Mr. Taylor and ask him, is what I have stated your understanding also?
I don't know. Excuse me. I don't have much of a voice today, Mr. Nelson. Our proposition is that if Mr. Rappold has expert witness testimony, then he needs more time to file. We're agreeable to give him to the 24th to file his expert witness testimony. Experts being persons who have scientific or some other special knowledge qualifications and who want to render an opinion as to an issue. So we're amenable to him having till the 24th to file expert witness testimony. If he has lay persons who he wants to file testimony on, that's a different story. So expert witness testimony by the 24th, we'll supply our rebuttal to the expert witness testimony on or before the day the hearing starts. Any issues that are resolved on the 14th, lay issues that relate to lay discovery or issues that relate to discovery on the 14th, we'll just have to address those on the 14th when they play out.
Okay, that's fair enough. Mr. Repold, is there anything else that you want to bring to our attention before I go through the list of intervener attorneys?
No, I think we've addressed the issues here, and I would just encourage the commission to work with both myself and Mr. Taylor in our resolution of this problem as far as extending the deadline for expert testimony to the 24th.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm now going to go to, I'm going to go to staff first. Ms. Edwards.
Thank you. Kristen Edwards for staff. Staff has nothing to add and takes no position, but as always, we are very familiar with the docket and willing to provide any input the commission requests.
Thank you. Ms. Craven.
No, I have nothing further to add.
Thank you. Ms. Hilding.
Sorry, I was on mute. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Blackburn.
Full Nebraska speaks in support, general support of the Rosa Sioux Tribe's motion, and we'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Clark.
Yes, sir. Looks like they worked it out, but yeah, I would just second what Mr. Blackburn said. We support Rosebud Sue's motion and hope you grant it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And I'm just going to go around to the top and make sure. Bruce Ellison, have you joined us?
Yes, sir, I have. I have nothing further to add.
Thank you. And Ms. Realbird, have you joined us?
Yes, sir, I'm on. And Yankee Sioux Tribe supports Rosebud's motion and glad to see the parties for attempting to work it out. Nothing further.
Wait.
Thank you.
This is Sherry, the court reporter. Ms. Ribblard, could you say that again? I couldn't quite hear you.
Is that better?
Yes.
Thomasina Ribblard for the Yankton Sioux Tribe. We are in support of the Rosebud's motion. I'm glad to see the parties have seemingly worked it out, and nothing further to add.
Very good. With that, I'm going to go to questions from commissioners.
None from me, Chris.
Thank you, Gary. Commissioner Feagin?
None.
Thank you. Is there a motion? I will move in HB 14-001, that the commission grant Rosebud Sioux Tribe's motion to the extent that the deadline for Rosebud to file their expert pre-filed testimony be moved to April 24th, and that the deadline for Keystone to file their responsive testimony to that be moved to May 5th. Before I go to discussion, I'm just going to ask both Mr. Rippold and Mr. Taylor if you're both comfortable with that motion. Mr. Rippold?
Yes, sir. I am comfortable with that motion.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor?
Same. Excuse me. Yes.
Thank you. Discussion from the commission. I will simply say I appreciate both Mr. Rippold and Mr. Taylor getting together earlier today to work this out. I know this is just the tip of an iceberg of the issues that we're going to deal with over the next few days, but I appreciate your amicably working this one through for us. Other discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That is the only issue that we have today. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Nelson votes aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.